10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Susan Wacky.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. I am Susan Wacky, your host. And if you want to stream our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and click the listen button right there on our homepage. And if you could be 103 and prescription free, it would be a beautiful thing. The odds of that are somewhat like a roll of the dice at a craps table. Chances are pretty slim because medication and, of course, medical technology is extending our lives. Well, today we're going to talk about an issue that affects most all of us at some point, either personally or with an aging loved one. And that's the topic of managing prescription medication and how managing it can greatly affect the quality of anyone's life. And my guest today is Jim Jones. He is a president of Wellspring Benefits Group, and Jim has a passion for this topic as he experienced an absolute nightmare with his grandmother some years ago. Well, Jim, welcome to Aging Info Radio.
Well, hello, Sue. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. And before we get started, I do want to say that Aging Info Radio, this disclaimer is for today's show. This show is for educational and resource purposes only. Do not make any changes until you talk to your doctor. Right, Jim?
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Well, I would love to hear the story about your grandmother.
Well, you know, this was several years ago, and my grandmother was just a wonderful, vibrant lady, and we always had a lot of fun together, I can remember growing up. And so as she began to age, and of course I was in college at the time, and then whenever I got out of college and spent more time with her, as she was aging, I noticed some really significant changes to her, and just in personality and her just her ability to kind of communicate and whatnot. And so I just thought, well, that's kind of the normal aging process, until it just seemed to, it just didn't feel right, Sue. You know, you can't go from where she was to where she was at that time without there being some sort of real problem. And so we took her to the doctor, my mother and I, and we just had a long chat, and the medication issue came up. And she was on like 12 different types of medication. And the doctor was incredibly alarmed because she has like three or four, I think at the time, four different doctors. They were all prescribing about three different medications, none of which were talking to one another. Mm-hmm. So my grandmother, being the good patient that she was, she just took whatever pills were prescribed. And it just so happens that three of the different doctors were prescribing some of the same kind of medication that put her in this trance. It was for sleep medication and a little bit of anxiety medication, and she was taking so much of it that it changed her entire demeanor. Well, once we found somebody to kind of oversee the whole thing and stopped all that medication, she became an entirely different person and kind of went back to the grandmother that I knew and loved, and was just completely, completely different.
Well, you think about that. 12 medications. I mean, the side effects and the risk. I mean, even taking them together. And like you said, it kind of took the life out of her. People become afraid, too. They become afraid to stop taking it or to even, you know, talk to people about it.
Well, you know, first of all, we're being bombarded by the pharmaceutical industry. You can't hardly turn on your television today without the pharmaceutical industry having another, advertisement about a new drug that they've come out with. And Sue, you know, there's been some absolutely remarkably great medications that have come out for diabetes, for hepatitis C, for especially diabetic nerve pain. There's been so many great discoveries in the last 10 years, and the pharmaceutical industry is doing a great job of promoting these medications. And so patients will go into their doctor's office and say, hey, I saw that ad. I'd like to talk to you about this kind of medication. And the doctors are all very willing to accommodate, mm-hmm. especially if there's a medication that will help their patient.
Yeah, the problem is they don't do enough research to find out if they're already on something. And, I mean, there's a lot of confusion in this area. But, I mean, really, even with health and health care, it's so personal. And I think that we really need to learn to sail our own ship and make our own decisions or get the support around you, which is where Jim Jones from Wellspring Benefits Groups comes in. Get the support to really manage the medication that you're on.
Well, one thing we have to be very concerned about, and that is to make sure that everyone is getting the medication they need. And we're certainly not suggesting that you do anything without your doctor's understanding of what you're doing and having a pharmacist that can work with your physician so that everyone kind of understands and knows what you're taking and why you're taking it. Most importantly, you as a patient need to understand what you're taking and why you're taking it, because that educational process, once you understand the medication you're taking and why you're taking it and what it does for your body and the condition that you have, then you're much more likely to want to buy in to being treated in the manner that you should be treated. And so we're not suggesting that anybody that's taking 12 or 13 medications is taking too much. What we want to make sure is what you're taking is specifically for what you should be taking it for, and not be duplicating medications to where you're so over-medicated that can cause as many problems as not taking your medication at all.
Well, I think with medication, there is a lot of risk. And I think on the other side of that, like you said, there is rewards. It has really helped people live longer, live better. I think when you're talking in the term, say, over 10 medications, I think that's a little bit overdoing it. And maybe you see a different, Jim, because you're a visionary leader in the changing markets in healthcare, and you have probably seen a whole lot more than myself. But, I mean, your point of view, I mean, if people are taking 10 medications, doesn't that seem like a lot to you?
Well, it depends on how many chronic conditions that they have. So if you have someone with three or four chronic conditions, and let's face it, that's not all that uncommon. You may have arthritis. You may have diabetes. Mm-hmm. You may have some heart conditions. You may have a thyroid disorder. And all of those typically may take some medication. So the number of meds is not necessarily the issue, provided that they are not duplicating medications or taking medication at the same time with something that would create an adverse reaction with something else. And so anytime you get to the point to where you're a patient taking a lot of medication from multiple physicians, it's always just an unbelievable risk unless someone kind of oversees the whole playing field and knows all the prescriptions and medications you're taking, so that you can get a good feel of making sure that what you're taking is right and not too much of any certain thing.
So the managing of medication is a big problem, or do you see it as a really big problem?
I see it as a problem that really has become bigger almost every year, and there's a couple of reasons why. Number one is back around, I'm going to say it was 2004, whenever President Bush signed into law the medication program that is now a part of Medicare. Prior to that, prescription medication was not covered by Medicare. So once that law was signed into effect and medication became a covered expense under Medicare, then there was no reason for doctors to hold back prescribing. Mm. And there was no reason really for seniors or anyone to think about not taking medication if they had a reasonable copay that wasn't changing their life to, you know, to take it.
So that's kind of where it all started to stem from, where people said, I have this illness, I have this chronic disease, I can get medication now.
Yes, and I think that was kind of the beginning of so many medications being prescribed. Secondly, I think
hold that thought there, Jim. You know, we are talking about medication and managing it. Of course, the risks and the rewards. I'm here with Jim Jones from Wellspring Benefits Group. You want to stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We're going to go more into the risk factors for seniors when their medications are not managed right here on Aging Info Radio.
At Standard Bank, they believe you should work with a true community bank that cares about your financial needs and who has the financial products for every stage of your life. They have a full suite of mortgage products from conventional FHA and VA loans to home equity loans and reverse mortgages. And they have the expertise to find the right product for you. At Standard Bank, you'll find services that fit your lifestyle. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Yes, we're talking about managing medication today, which can greatly affect the quality of anyone's life. And I have a personal story. My stepfather was very healthy for a long, long time, never took one medication, and this show is definitely has a sore spot in me. After he passed away, we had a whole drawer full of medications, which was over a six-month period of time. And I wonder to this day how many of those were really managed in a way that Jim Jones, my guest today, is talking about. He is with Wellspring Benefits Group. His website is controlmycare.com. But, Jim, I mean, there's a lot of risk factors involved. And as I just said with my own personal experience, you know, people become afraid. They don't know if they should take the medicine, not take it. Is it interfering with each other? What are the side effects? Are they greater than the chronic disease or the illness? So there's just so much confusion in this area. And I'm sure you know very well some of the risk factors, but let's address a few of them.
Okay. So one of the main things, Sue, is most seniors at some point, as you get older, are going to take several medications. Now, let's say you're taking 4, 5, 6, whatever it may be. But if you're taking it between you and your spouse, if you have to bring out the tackle box. So if you bring out the tackle box on Sunday night, open it up, get all your pills lined up on the table so that you can take your daily, you know, your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday pack and try to sort out all of that for the week. you run into situations where, first of all, you need to take, in many cases, some medications in the morning and some in the evening. So you have to deal with making sure that you know what to take when. Secondly, you have a lot of different medications that look alike, some of which is very, very powerful medication that can really impact your quality of life. It's very, very easy to make mistakes if you're interrupted while you're trying to sort all that. If a particular pharmacy changes your medication from one pharmaceutical company to another, it may be the same drug, but you're used to a little oval yellow pill, and whenever they changed it, it's now a round white pill, and so you have to kind of get an orientation all over again to how to sort out your medication. And I'm telling you, it is a huge frustration for folks that have to do this every week because there's such a great deal of confusion around that, to where mistakes are made very, very easily. The second kind of a risk factor is non-adherence. Now, what I mean by that, Sue, is that, you know, for whatever reason, seniors or anyone, they just don't take their medication when they're supposed to. And most of the time, it's because they forget, or because it costs too much, or because even sometimes they have some bothersome side effects and they just don't like the way the medication makes them feel. And in some cases, they feel well enough to where they don't even think they need to take it as they're, you know, prescribed. And so there's lots of different reasons why people would not even really kind of be adherent the way that their medication is prescribed. And, of course, when that's the case, their disease state is making them worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm. Or they may not even understand the disease.
That's exactly right. There's a lack of understanding. A lot of times that may be a communication problem with their physician. And let's face it, Sue, today when you go to the doctor's office, there's not a lot of time that they're spending with you. You know, they're rushed. They have to see more patients than ever before because the Medicare reimbursements are lower and lower all the time. And so they're having to put more patients through their day.
I heard that geriatric doctors have 8 minutes with each Medicare patient.
And think about that. That may come down to 2 minutes or so per chronic disease. Well, that's no way to educate yourself, and it's no way to really treat. The only thing you can do is basically diagnose and prescribe medication, because you certainly can't help a person by treating them through the disease if that's all the time you have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another big issue, and there's several more risk factors.
Well, I think another thing too is that if they're not managing it or someone managing it for them, they could miss getting refills, which could greatly impact their health, or they could over-medicate.
Absolutely. Over-medication is probably one of the biggest concerns that's out there today. And again, if you're going to 3, 4, 5 different doctors and they're all prescribing different meds, there's no way they talk to one another. They just kind of work in their little silo, and they don't get too far out of what they do, and they certainly don't coordinate with your other doctor. So you may be taking 3 different sleeping pills or 4 different pain medications or different types of drugs that are from 2 or 3 different physicians that none of them know what the other is prescribing. And so over-medication is a real, real problem, and it's becoming more and more problematic, as we've stated, over the last few years.
Yeah, I think there's another factor here, a risk factor, is adverse reactions, where you're taking a medication and maybe you should not be taking aspirin or ibuprofen, or, you know, it depends if you were taking, say, a blood thinner or something to really work against that, or a thyroid medicine. And people don't know this. They just don't.
Right. Right. And so even if you have some over-the-counter medications, you know, if you're taking, you know, different dietary supplements or herbal remedies, some of that stuff can interact with prescription medication that can be problematic as well. And so it's just, there's just so much being taken that can have adverse reactions that's another big problem. And a lot of the times people think their disease states are getting worse, when in actuality, they go to the doctor, they're not feeling well, so the doctor gives them another pill to try to make them feel better, when the problem in the first place was that they were taking too much medication, and it was artificially masking, you know, what the real symptom is, and that's that they're just taking too many meds to begin with.
Yeah, and I think the average American over 60 takes, or the percentage is like 75% of Americans over 60 take at least two medications.
Yes, and as we age, we find that this rapidly increases until, you know, when you get to 65 and older, then there's you may be taking 6, 8, or 10 different types of medication, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just you want to make sure it's managed, and you want to make sure that you're only taking what you need and not over-medicating or duplicating or having adverse reactions or anything, because I think there's a lot going on today in America with our seniors that causes them to feel worse just because they're taking too many duplicates or too much over-medication.
Well, I've actually heard it put, Jim, that the United States consumes more prescription medication than all the other countries put together in the world.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that. Our healthcare system is basically designed around treating symptoms instead of trying to find the root cause of the disease. And so if you're just going to treat symptoms, then medication is going to be prescribed more and more and more, instead of trying to, solve the root problem at its core and try to change the disease state early, instead of wait until it becomes problematic down the line.
I mean, it's a really sad day when, you know, they say you have to take this medication for the rest of your life. You think, wow, that's okay. That could be pill number 5. And then you think, well, every time they give me one for one of my chronic illnesses, it's for the rest of my life. And I could see where senior citizens are definitely, there's a lot of risk factors and a lot of confusion with this. And I'm sure the element of fear comes into play as well.
Well, I think there may be some fear. There's no doubt about that. People just wonder what they're putting in their mouth because they really aren't educated and they don't have a lot of training or knowledge about medicine or diseases or anything like that. So they assume that whatever their doctor prescribes is exactly what they need. And in the vast majority of cases, that is absolutely correct. The problem becomes whenever you're not taking it correctly or you're taking too much or too little.
Absolutely, Jim. I concur 100% there. It needs to be managed in a way that if you're taking it, you should feel better. We're talking about medication management on Aging Info Radio today, and stay right here. Jim's got a solution for that management coming up next, right here on Aging Info Radio.
Until recently, smiling wasn't that easy for me. A few years ago, I lost several teeth and let the situation go. I didn't realize it would cause bigger problems like bone loss and shifting of my other teeth. I had embarrassing issues with drinking, eating, and even speaking. I covered my teeth when I spoke and never smiled. Now, life is easier with my new dental implant teeth, which look and feel just like my natural teeth. The professionals at Artistic Dentistry took care to create a plan specific for me. My consultation was free and even included a 3D CT scan. Everything was completed in one location with the same doctor, who has more than 20 years' experience of placing and restoring dental implants. I wouldn't trust my smile to anyone else. Thank you, Dr. Akrush and Artistic Dentistry, for giving me my smile and confidence back.
Call now, 708-301-6060. That's 708-301-6060 to schedule your free consultation and 3D CT scans, a $500 value, or visit them online at donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, where art and science meet.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Join the communities of Oak Park, River Forest, and Forest Park the week of May 14th through the 21st as they celebrate seniors. The 5th annual Celebrating Seniors Week will feature over 50 fantastic events throughout the three communities. Most events are free and the public is invited. There will be film screenings, lectures, senior speed dating, a party for Elvis and Frank Sinatra, demonstrations, and much more. For details, go to celebratingseniors.net. That's celebratingseniors.net.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, the best vision is insight. We are talking with Jim Jones today. He's the president and managing partner of Wellspring Benefits Group. And Jim is going to talk about how the best way to have your prescription medication managed, and that is with ControlMyCare.com. Jim, let's hear all about it. I mean, there's a huge risk when medicine is not managed properly, and when it is, you could really be reaping the reward side of that by getting the benefits of feeling better.
Well, that's absolutely right, Sue. And you know, if medication is good if you're taking the right amount, and medication is bad if you're taking too much or not enough, the question becomes, how do you get to that point where it's absolutely what you need, and having the confidence of knowing that when you're taking it and what you're taking will help you feel better, get better, and stay better. So now let's talk about the good news. Technology and innovation has been wonderful for, you know, all of our lifetimes, and the same thing is true now for taking medications. There is the ability today to have all your medications from all of your different doctors, even including over-the-counter herbal remedies, whatever you may be taking, prepackaged and pre-sorted for you by clinical pharmacologists that do this for patients around the country. So you never have to sit down and do that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday little weekly pack where you're responsible for pre-sorting and managing all that, because a clinical pharmacologist manages that for you. They put it in calendar-shaped bubble kits so that you know exactly when to take it and what's in it. Your name is on it, the date you're supposed to take it. They may do a calendar for the AM, your morning pills, and one blue one maybe for your PM pills, your evening pills. And so everything is pre-sorted and pre-packaged, so you never have to sit down and do that again. And you know that it's safe because it is pre-packaged and sorted for you by a clinical pharmacologist that puts it together by hand, just like your physician prescribed.
Well, healthcare is very personal. And what about, you know, how do they know you know, do they do anything in the area with the treatments that you're having? Or if they see, do they notice red flags if they're thinking, well, why are they taking two of these? Or why are they taking these together? I mean, are they trained that way? You said they're clinical pharmacologists. Are they trained that way?
Absolutely. And that's the beautiful thing about it, is that not only do you get the clinical pharmacologist doing that for you, but you get a care team. You get a clinical pharmacologist and a care coordinator that is specifically assigned to you as a patient. And they reach out to you at least once a month, now more if you need it or want it, in a telephone consultation. And they kind of pick up where your physician leaves off, or they kind of pick up between office appointments. So they may talk to you about your symptoms. They may talk to you about whether or not you have energy, whether or not you're confused about your medications, answer any questions. They're going to customize your prescription medications and when you take them to your lifestyle. So if you get up late and you eat a late breakfast, they're going to pre-sort and put your kit together for just your lifestyle, so that they will only put the medications that you need to take with food with those, and then your evening medication may be a whole different thing, and that's why they prepackage it differently. So they do this specifically on the basis of your lifestyle, because you said it earlier, healthcare is personal, so why not have a specific treatment plan that provides that ongoing support that caters to you as an individual according to your personal preferences.
And I'm sure it changes also as time goes by and your medication changes, or you go off of one or on another. I could see how this would completely reduce confusion. I mean, confusions, and then, of course, the benefits of prepackaging are pretty much a no-brainer. I even thought just now, no more missing pills. If you're going to be prescribed a medication, you need to follow it completely to get the maximum results. And I'm sure that Control My Care, you know, I'm sure you'd be feeling better, getting better, and staying better pretty quickly with Control My Care. Go to controlmycare.com. And, Jim, there's so much more to this. I'm sure I want to know more about it, the program that you offer, and absolutely how affordable it is. Of course, seniors, many of them are on fixed incomes or don't want to spend a lot. Jim is going to give us all this coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio. You want to know about Control My Care, especially if you are on prescription medication. We'll be right back.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Matt McCann is a nationally known expert on long-term care planning and endorsed by the American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance. Affordable long-term care insurance is a smart way to plan for the physical, emotional, and financial burdens long-term health care can have on a family and loved ones.
Learn more about long-term health care planning and get your free quotes from all the top companies.
Order your special report now and learn how easy it is to plan. Go to RadioLTC.com. or call toll-free 866-751-7957. 866-751-7957. That's 866-751-7957. Discover your options today and get free quotes. RadioLTC.com. RadioLTC.com. That's RadioLTC.com. McCann Insurance Services. Long-term care, critical care, and asset protection planning. RadioLTC.com.
Back to the show. Sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
We are talking about prescription medications today, and if you are going to take a medication or you are on medication, you want to get the maximum results out of them, and controlmycare.com can absolutely help you manage it. I'm here with Jim Jones. He's the president and managing partner of Wellspring Benefits Group that brings controlmycare.com to the marketplace. Jim Jones. Now, for someone to use Control My Care, it sounds like a wonderful program. It also sounds expensive. Am I in the ballpark or out of the ballpark? Is it expensive? What's it cost to
do this? Let's take a step back and let's just kind of look at it from a big picture. Okay, so we're going to do the prepackaging. We're going to provide the clinical pharmacologist, the care coordinator. We're going to, you know, any kind of medication change, we're going to overnight you a new pack. All of that comes with this. And by the way, when we send these, your prepackaged kit, it comes to your home free of delivery charges. So it comes to your front door free of delivery charges. And here's the great thing. Our pharmacy takes all the different Medicare insurance plans and all the major medical insurance plans that are out there. So if you have a Humana or a United Healthcare or a Cigna or whomever you may have, and you're paying $10 generic at CVS or Walgreens, you're going to pay $10 generic with our pharmacy too. So you're just going to get all the prepackaging for basically or exactly the same price as you're paying today. So there's no additional cost for the medication. And we're going to throw in a little something that we really think is great for your audience that's on Medicare. Is in addition to the prepackaging, in addition to the medication management and the chronic disease intervention, we're also going to provide a dental plan, a vision plan, hearing aid discounts, and medical equipment discounts. Now, all the dental, the vision, the hearing aids, and the medical equipment are pre-negotiated savings and significant discounts to everyone in your household. So that whole package for the prepackaging and everything is $20 per month, and we will cover everyone in the household for the prepackaging, the dental, vision, chronic disease intervention, hearing aid discounts. The whole thing is $20 a month, and we think that that is an incredible value that you just can't hardly find today out there for medication. So it's only $20 extra for all those benefits.
So for $20, a household can basically have a personal care team or clinical pharmacologist to answer their questions at least once a month, and then they get all their prepackaged medication. It's managed in that way with the pharmacologist and the care team. Their dental, vision, you said hearing, and medical equipment greatly discounted for $20 per month at controlmycare.com. Jim, you know, I'm probably more of a skeptic as I grow older, but it sounds too good to be true. But you do also offer this to individuals, families, or businesses?
We do. It's a different package. It's not the senior package, because what we don't want to do, we don't want to offer the same package to seniors, because they have a lot covered by Medicare. So we don't want to duplicate anything they have covered with Medicare. For individuals and families, there's 10 different benefits, including telemedicine, dental, vision, out-of-pocket costs are drastically reduced for MRIs, CAT scans, diagnostic testing. We have a ton of benefits in our individual and family plan, and that's typically for folks that are not on Medicare. So we have kind of a Medicare plan for our seniors, and we have a plan for other households that are not quite on Medicare that maybe still have some families or some kids in college or something, and it's just a fantastic benefit for them as well.
Well, Control My Care sounds wonderful. I'll say this, the Affordable Care Act, or known as Obamacare, I mean, the maximum benefits allowed and the out-of-pocket and the co-pays have gone up substantially in the last year and a half. And I mean, there are people that are looking at this Affordable Care Act saying it's not the Affordable Care Act, it's the Unaffordable Care Act. So for you and for individuals and families and businesses, I'm sure it's more than $20 per month, correct?
It is. It's $5 more. It's $25 per month per household or per employee if we're looking at businesses. So it's not much. You get several more benefits, so we had to increase the price $5 a month.
Well, I know just with dental alone, I think dental insurance, the amounts have not gone up since 1972. You definitely need that dental discount because, you know, what's paid today doesn't cover very much at all. So this sounds really, really great, Jim. ControlMyCare.com.
Well, thank you so much, Sue. I appreciate it. I think from a value proposition, I think we're out there leading, and we certainly hope that we can bring value to your listeners.
Well, we definitely have a changing healthcare environment. And as I said, you've got to set the sails on your own ship. If you are not your own advocate, healthcare is going to get pretty mucky as you move on down the roads. And that's a definite. You want to look at controlmycare.com. Go to their website. Check it out. I mean, for $20 a month or $25 a month to know that you have a personal care team, that's unheard of, Jim.
Well, it's changing people's lives, I can assure you. We have lots of families around the country that have seen tremendous improvement in their health, and they have saved tremendously on out-of-pocket.
Well, this is so great, Jim. I want to get your words of wisdom coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
River Forest and Forest Park are celebrating seniors the week of May 14th through the 21st. Join them in Forest Park for a kickoff fundraising event calling all collectors. They're displaying collections of all kinds. Barbie dolls, World War II memorabilia, coins, baseball cards, trains, vintage tools, guns, drinking glasses, military helmets, penguins, and much more. Come support Celebrating Seniors. Tickets are $15 and light refreshments will be served. Learn more at CelebratingSeniors.net. CelebratingSeniors.net.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Families count on Standard Bank for personal service and convenience. Business owners find smart solutions and the resources to capitalize on new opportunities. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit StandardBanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Standard Bank invests in their communities with people you know, services that make your life easier, and resources you can count on. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit StandardBanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
We are talking about medication management today. And if you are going to take medication, you want to get the maximum reward from taking it. And there's so many risks involved. And Jim Jones, the president and managing partner of Wellspring Benefits Group, has talked about his Control My Care product, which sounds wonderful. And Jim, I would like your words of wisdom for the day.
Well, thank you so much, Sue. I've enjoyed visiting with you and your audience. First of all, I'd like to just reiterate what we talked about. Healthcare is very personal. It's very intimate. Everyone's treatments and everyone's medication and everyone's view of what healthcare and health ought to be like are different from individual to individual. And the one thing that we can bring to individuals is a customized, very personal healthcare program that is designed with you and only you in mind.
Mm-hmm.
This creates a whole different kind of an outlook on your lifestyle. It creates something that, we found our customers have improved their health. They have lowered their drug spend because they're on so many different medications. Whenever you can consult with their physicians,
mm-hmm.
and get them to get off several medications, if they're duplicating meds, then the cost of what their medications go down.
It's a win for everyone, Jim. And Jim Jones is a president and managing partner of Wellspring Benefits Group. His website is controlmycare.com. Thank you, Jim, and thank you for what you're doing. You're making a huge difference for so many people. I really appreciate you being my guest today.
Well, thank you so much. One last thing. Don't let $20 a month keep you from a better lifestyle and a better way to live.
You could spend that in a month at Starbucks easily. Thank you, Jim.
And thank you, Sue.
And if you're caring for an aging loved one and you feel you need professional help, I highly recommend Partners in Senior Care. They care for your loved one just like it was their own family member. Call Angie at 847-548-1330 or visit their website at partnersinseniorcare.com. Give yourself a break with respite care to try it out. Call Angie at 847-548-1330. And let's see, my paws pooch this week is Franny. She is a 3-month-old female puppy golden retriever. Go to pawschicago.org and check out this cute dog or call 773-935-PAWS. Franny, this cute puppy, will not be around long. Her tail is wagging and paws are crossed, waiting for you to call. And that's 773-935-PAWS. Yes, Daisy, that is Franny. And Aging Info Radio can definitely help you if you need a resource or referral in the aging or elder care, boomer, or senior industry. Give us a call at 866-560-3965. And I hope you learned from Jim Jones today, and do go to controlmycare.com. He has a great product that is so valuable, especially if you do not have someone managing your medication. And our show will be up on podcast with Jim's contact information all at aginginforadio.com. And I am Sue Zawacki, your host. And until we meet again right here on AM 560 next Sunday morning, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
God bless the USA.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560.